Hi, welcome back. This is Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power. Thanks for joining us again on another one of our videos where we're trying to make the concept and the ideas of solar simple for you to allow yourself to look at these videos and watch them over and over and over. See if you can gain more information out of each one of them. The topic I'd like to share with you today is, let's not think about solar as an asset or equipment or hardware or nuts and bolts. Let's think about solar as an investment. When somebody comes to meet with you to talk about solar, put on a different little hat there and think about the money as an investment. Right now you have an electric bill. It comes every month, whether you like it or not, and you don't have a choice. You have to pay for it. You have no control over rate escalation. You have no control over utility rate schedules. You have no control over it, but you need that power. And you've been writing that electric bill your entire life with no control. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to convert those same dollars into a different method that delivers the same energy, but outside of the energy, let's look at the compounding effect of the investment. If you purchase a solar system with the same dollars that you are spending on a utility bill, that utility bill has no return on investment, no property value appreciation, no equity, no sizzle, no nothing. You get nothing for it. So one of the questions that I've asked and I've encouraged salespeople to ask over the course of time and thousands of systems is what is the return on investment you are getting right now from your current electric bill? I'll pause for a second to let you think about it. The answer is infinitely negative. You use the power in 1 month, it's gone, never to be seen again, and then you get a bill and you have to pay for it while you're using power the next month and you're going to get another bill. So you write that check, that is money that is gone, gone forever, and going up in expense. Now let's take that same amount of money and let's just, for simplification's sake, cut it in half. We can cut your electric bill in half. So now you're actually paying half the amount out every month, and every payment you make towards the loan is buying down the principal so that when that loan is paid off, you own the energy production. It's like an oil well. Put an oil well in your yard, and the asset or the panels is like the oil well, but the energy it produces is like the oil in the well. Okay? So once that asset is paid for, you can pump the energy out of it for the remainder of your life. They're warranted for 25 years, but the reality is they'll put out energy for the next 200 years. So warranty is another talk for another video. We'll cover that one. Hopefully you tune into that one as well. But from an investment standpoint, think about this. If you were to take that money that you're currently spending on your electric bill and invest it into the market, which, reminder here, you can't invest that money that you're spending on your electric bill into the market because that has to go to the utility. But if we can shrink that and give you the ability to invest that money into the market, not only are you saving money on the cost of your electricity, but now you're making a return on the money that you did save if it was invested. So hopefully I kept that simple. I try to keep it entertaining as well. Once again, thanks for staying tuned in and locked into these videos. If you have any questions, please be sure to make some comments and love to hear from you. As always, like and subscribe and look forward to seeing you on the next video.